A child is born to us. A son is given to us, and authority will be laid upon his shoulders, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Wonderful Counselor. In 28 years of doing this, I have never thought much about that title. As many times as I've heard this text, often on Christmas Eve, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor. In the Greek version of the Old Testament, written about 200 years before Jesus, because so many of the Jewish people had been scattered across the Greek-speaking world, the words which we usually translate from Hebrew to English as Wonderful Counselor are translated from Hebrew into Greek to read Messenger of Great Counsel. And he shall be called the Messenger of Great Counsel. Today, tonight, as we gather to remember, to celebrate, to proclaim the birth of Jesus, this title, Wonderful Counselor, Messenger of Great Counsel, it grabbed hold of me. And I thought, what would the world be like? What would the world be like if the counsel of Jesus, the words of Jesus, the teaching of Jesus, what would the world be like if we, if the world, if humanity truly followed the counsel of Jesus? This day, the prophet Isaiah and the gospel writer Luke remind us once again of the promise that Christ offers for the salvation of humanity. This day we hear again the good news that God offers a way forward to a world which is lost, which is in pain, a world filled with heartache and brokenness, pain and suffering, division and conflict, a world which is filled with so many of God's children who are caught up in despair and hopelessness. This day, Isaiah shouts, God will send a messenger of great counsel. God will send a Messiah, a Christ, an anointed one, one chosen to be sent to bring brilliant counsel, wise guidance, astonishing direction, which can, if the world hears, which will, if the world hears, change everything. The people to whom Isaiah originally proclaimed these words of hope, the people of the northern kingdom of Israel over 200 years before Jesus, they were in a desperate situation. Their land had been sacked by Assyria. Their government had been thrown down. Many of their leaders carried away into captivity. They were under the fist of the dominant military empire of that time. To these people, Isaiah's words were words of hope. God has not forgotten you. God will send a Christ, a Messiah, a wonderful counselor, God's own son, a prince of peace. God will send a savior. By the time of Jesus, both the northern and southern parts of the formerly mighty kingdom of Israel had fallen. The people had been conquered, overrun, subjected to the rule of multiple foreign empires. The Roman Empire, who occupied the land in Jesus' own day, was just the last of several. This is why the gospel writer makes so clear as he tells us this story that we know so well of angels appearing to shepherds. Do not be afraid. Wonderful, joyous news I bring for all people. A Savior is born today who is Christ the Lord. This is why Luke makes the connection so clear. This child, the child born that day in Bethlehem, the one he's announcing to the shepherds, is the one whom Isaiah foretold, the one, the Christ, the Messiah, who would bring peace to a broken and suffering people. And in the same way that the people who were crushed under Assyria heard Isaiah's words as good news and found hope in the proclamation, so the long-suffering people in the time of Jesus, these shepherds who were trapped under the heavy hand of Rome, they found hope in these words. The time is now. The promised one whom Isaiah promised, the one we have waited for, has come to save us. Hope, joy, peace, love. Proclaimed in the midst of a time of great struggle, great suffering, great distress. This is the enduring good news of Christmas Eve, of Jesus' birth. God has not forgotten us. God has not abandoned us. We might not be under occupation by a foreign military power, although many in the world are in that very situation. But we, all of us, the whole of humanity, is indeed in a time of struggle, a time of division and conflict, hatred and violence, a time of tremendous injustice and oppression and suffering. A time in which the climate is teetering on change, which could be catastrophic and could lead to immigration crises such as we've never seen before in so many ways. It seems we're on the brink of self-destruction. In so many ways, the world is desperately in need of the same good news, the same word of hope, the same proclamation. God has not forgotten you. God has sent a Christ, a Messiah, a wonderful counselor. God has sent a Savior, a messenger of great counsel to bring guidance and astonishing new direction, brilliant counsel which can, if the world will hear, which can change everything. Christmas is such a time of hope and joy. It's because of this underlying message. But that message is not always what we think about. Christmas is a time of gathering with family, decorating our homes, lighting up our neighborhoods, a time of traditions, sharing gifts, showing our love for one another, making special holiday treats, sending cards to friends that we haven't heard from probably all year. Christmas is a time for standing close together and holding candles and singing old hymns, the same ones we've sung at Christmas Eve every year for decades. I mean, Christmas is the only time of the year when you can walk through the stores and hear one popular song after another, which is more than 50 years old, some of them 75 years, even older, and everyone, the young and the old, know the words. Christmas is a time for so many warm and happy and joyful traditions, and we celebrate them with good cheer. But Christmas is also a time to remember, to be reminded why all these traditions exist in the first place. Why all these strange things, when you think about it, really, cutting down a live tree or even stranger, buying a fake tree made out of plastic and putting it in your house. Things like filling up our yards with blown up characters from Christmas movies, and eating sweet snacks by entire boxes full without feeling guilty. It's a tradition. Christmas is also a time to remember why all these traditions, all these decorations, all this gift giving, why all this travel to and fro to visit family with most all of us on the road at the exact same time? Who thought of that? Christmas is a time to be reminded of why all this is. It's because God has proclaimed, "I will save you from sin, the brokenness which divides you. I will save you from fear, from the power of death. I will save you from self-destruction. I will save you from your broken ways. I will save you from yourselves. For unto you this day, again and again and again each day, unto you, humanity, is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, mighty God, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor. This is the good news of Christmas. God is with us, and God has indeed sent us a messenger of great counsel who shows us, who empowers us, who will guide us, who is guiding us toward a new way, a way of love and mercy and justice and joy and peace, a way of new life which can change everything. Friends, this is Christmas, the birth of Jesus, the Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, who brings a way of mercy and peace and forgiveness and love which transforms hearts, transforms relationships, transforms peoples, and brings hope to the world. Amen.